Only those who look for a meaning will find it. Dreaming and waking, truth and lie mingle. We know nothing of others, nothing of ourselves. We always play. Wise is the man who knows.
A Confirmed Bachelor by Arthur Schnitzler. Dramatized for radio by Vanessa Rosenthal.
My dear doctor, I can't say it too often. We're relying on you to come back to Lanzarote next season as our resident doctor. In spite of your recent catastrophe.
I can't come to terms with it at all. I keep on asking myself the same question. Was my sister plagued with those kind of thoughts for a long time, and I just couldn't see it?
It doesn't do to go over and over it. All our regular guests have a very high opinion of you. They'll be here next season, and they'll want to be sure you're looking after them.
I thought Friederike had found some kind of content when she came to keep house for me all those years ago.
As I'm sure she did, my dear doctor. Time heals. Besides, if you're dreading the loneliness of coming back to your little house on your own, the remedy is in your own hands. Bring a pretty wife back with you from Germany.
That's not an answer for me at 48 years of age.
Oh, I'd think it over. A pretty little wife with golden hair, or black hair, if you like. The lack of a wife...
The shadows of the palm tree lengthening outside in the garden, and the cord round her neck fastened to the window frame.
Let's not dwell on negative things.
What was she when she first took over my housekeeping?
Yes, indeed.
35 or 36? Always so enigmatic, but still young, still elegant. There was no lack of suitors then. Was it my fault her life seemed so empty, wasted in service to others?
And since we open on the 1st of November, that would be most inconvenient.
I shall be here, depend on it.
Good, good. So now, Dr. Glaser, I leave you and wish you bon voyage.
Goodbye, my friend.
Goodbye, dear doctor. And remember, with golden hair, or black hair, if you like.
Leave the large trunk. I'll send for it later.
Welcome back, Dr. Graysler.
Thank you, Frau Gruber.
We weren't exactly sure what time to expect you. Lots of the spa visitors are already here. And quite a few of them have been asking when you'll be back in town.
Good, good.
Now then, your rooms are all ready for you.
Thank you.
And I'll bring you some tea.
12 months. Can it be only 12 months since I was here? Her writing desk. Just as if she'd left the room for a minute. Like any day last summer. Click. Click. Even the sound of it seems like a prim reproach, as if it's saying, well, that was pretty final, wasn't it? And you do know you're partly responsible for it, don't you, Emil? Why? Why didn't she tell me she felt so empty? We could have talked. I could have helped. But to go like that, without even a word of goodbye or a thought for my loneliness.
Here we are. Tea.
Ah, oh, thank you. Yes. Yes, I'll soon be back into the routine of it all.
Excuse me, Herr Doctor.
Frau Gruber.
I am sorry to disturb you when you're eating, but I thought I'd better find you. This note came for you from the Ranger's Lodge at the edge of the town, asking you to call.
Are they people who have come to take the water?
No, no. The family live here in Bad Hersfeld.
I see. If they're residents, it's not really my business.
But Doctor, they did pay specifically.
It's all right. All right. Don't worry. I'll go at the end of the afternoon.
Hi,
do you do, Dr. Graesler? I saw you coming. My name is Sabina Schleheim.
How do you do, Fräulein?
Thank you for calling. It's my mother. For the last hour, she's been sleeping peacefully, but at 3 o'clock this afternoon, her temperature was still over 100, so I thought I'd better send for you.
You did the right thing. When did her symptoms start?
This morning. She vomited after breakfast and complained of an acute pain in her abdomen. I gave her some plain water to drink. At 12 o'clock, she had another attack, and she felt very hot and feverish.
A thoroughly competent description, if I may say so. From what you said, she wouldn't be sleeping now if there was any cause for serious anxiety.
Sabina!
However...
Oh,
she's woken up. Please, this way.
Mother, this is Dr. Graesler.
Oh, I'm delighted to meet you, Dr. Graesler.
What's he doing here?
Now then, let's see. Oh, that's a fine, strong pulse you have there, Frau Schleheim. My visit seems superfluous. At a guess, I'd say you're suffering from mild gastritis, and you must let that be a warning.
Oh, dear.
And so, here is a list of the foods I want you to avoid for several days. Nature will do the rest.
Well, I used to eat pork and sauerkraut to cure attacks like this, and a special sort of sausage. But Sabina wouldn't let me near them today, and she made me miss my lunch, and I think that's why I had the second attack.
On the contrary, I assure you your daughter's excellent medical knowledge prevented you having a much worse attack.
Oh, really? Oh, I don't know. Next thing, you'll have me drinking those horrible spa waters. And everyone knows they're nothing but ordinary tap water with bits added to them.
Well, as spa physician, I can't agree with you on that.
I thought her condition wasn't serious. Still, you never know with people her age. That was why I felt I'd better send for you. Especially as father is away.
I think we've met several times in the town.
Oh, yes, we have. I've known you by sight for a long time. Although I'm not in town often. Last year I exchanged a word or two with your sister when we met at Schmidt's.
Ah.
I suppose she's come back with you this summer.
My sister is not with me. She died 3 months ago in Lanzarote.
Oh, I did not know.
No.
I am so sorry.
Thank you. Well, here we are. My carriage.
Yes.
And so I'll say good night, Fräulein.
Yes, of course. Good night, Dr. Graesler.
So young, and so sincere, and yet with such an expression of maturity about her, such directness in her eyes. Oh, for a young man, the love of a beautiful young woman like that. How poignant the memory.
Someone to see you, Doctor.
Oh, yes?
How do you do, Dr. Graesler? My name is Karl Schleheim.
Good heavens. You look so like your... like your mother. Yes, 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 do sit down. Is your mother ill again?
My mother's all right, thank you, Dr. Graesler. She's been more careful since you told her off. It's father this time.
Huh?
He's begun to suffer from attacks of dizziness. And we've been noticing for a while that his hand shakes whenever he picks up a glass.
Perhaps he does that rather more often than he should.
Sabina thinks that may be what it is. And he smokes from morning till night.
Well, does he want me to visit him?
No. He won't go near doctors. That's the trouble. So, Sabina wondered whether you couldn't make it look like an accident.
An accident?
If you were to walk past our house, like Sabina says she saw you do 2 days ago, and she could call out to you from the veranda, can you come soon? I mean, can you come today?
Today? I'm afraid that's out of the question. Today? I can see her today. What a delightful prospect. Unless, let me see. It's not easy, but very well. Today, between 5 and 6.
Oh, thank you.
If I were 10 years younger, I could fancy that it's all a pretext in Sabina to see me again. But I'm too old for all that now.
Oh, why, when I had the chances all those years ago, did they escape me? Why? The Latin beauty in Rio de Janeiro. Widow of some civil engineer. Glorious woman. What became of her? And the little French girl from Nancy. So many adventures that I let go by me in those years when I was confident that the best was yet to come.
My dear sir, it was the least we could do to invite you in, offer some hospitality to a new acquaintance, have some more wine.
Oh, just half a glass, thank you.
Well, no need to be so abstemious.
But you're not having any, Mother. Otherwise, Dr. Graysler will know that you can't stick to your diet.
It's not fair. It's not fair at all. All the best things are forbidden me.
Oh, all my patients tell me.
Flourishes, then?
Slowly. Of course, the surroundings are lovely, but these things take time to establish themselves. A couple of years is nothing.
Father, did you know that as a ship's surgeon, Dr. Graysler went to lots of different countries?
Ah.
He has been in the Far East many times, as well as to America.
America, you say? Well, now, I've sung in opera houses all over that great continent, but the warmest welcome I ever received was in Philadelphia.
Ah.
Oh, the people in that city have music in their souls.
He says that of Chicago.
One could see in a moment that he took to you, that you give people confidence in themselves.
You are most kind.
It's the truth. I suppose that's what makes you such a good doctor.
My dear young lady, you seem very sure of that.
I am.
Then, I'm flattered. How peaceful it is here.
It always is. You ought to spend a winter in Barthurst Fell. Then you'd see how lovely it can be all the year round.
Alas, the winter will find me gone from here.
That's a pity. So few people come to the lodge, and those who do very rarely have anything sensible to say. Next time you must tell us all about yourself and your adventures. We'd love to hear them.
Thank you.
4, 5, 6, and double six, that's 21.
Oh, you never shuffled them properly.
Your parents are very hospitable.
They like to have your company.
I've become almost a daily visitor. Here we are already halfway through August. I can't believe it.
You'll be off soon. Tell me, do you mind not having fixed roots in any place?
I scarcely think of it like that. My contract only runs for the season. That's all there is to it.
But if you had the chance...
The chance for what?
Would you, for instance, think of taking up the position of superintendent of the sanatorium here?
Oh, I don't know.
I know that Dr. Frank is near retirement, and the place has become too much bother for him. I think he'd welcome handing it over if he got the right offer.
What is she saying, Emile? No, it can't be that. But otherwise, why bring it up at all?
Really? I can't imagine what it would feel like to be in one place all the time. I wonder if it wouldn't make the place seem claustrophobic in the end.
But on the other hand, I should have thought that every doctor would prefer to practice at a sanatorium. It's the only way of ensuring a permanent relationship between doctor and patient whilst controlling the cure at the same time.
You seem to know.
Walter, come outside in this lovely, lovely sun.
A minute, I'm reading.
Forgive me if I sounded presumptuous. I once worked as a nurse in Berlin.
That I didn't know. I suppose you were soon lured back by your beautiful home here in the forest.
That and other reasons.
Yes?
Is this her mystery? Something to do with Berlin? Well, I don't blame her for having a past. After all, Emil, who are you to talk?
My life was once a little different.
Tea! We must have tea! I'm dying of thirst. Zabina, dear, would you see to it?
Will you excuse me? I won't be long.
Of course.
There you are. A blank can be whatever you want it to be.
Nonsense!
Zabina, I've been reading the... Oh, now where's she gone?
To make tea, I believe.
Always so punctilious.
only Sabina had inherited my artistic temperament, she would have had a splendid future. She studied singing and dramatic art, you know. But she gave them up because she was disgusted by the somewhat loose moral tone of her fellow students.
Fräulein Sabina has a really pure soul.
Oh, yes, but what good is it compared with knowing life in its heights and depths, eh? You get my meaning? Now, isn't it better than keeping one's soul pure?
I couldn't comment there.
One fine day she threw away all her plans and took up nursing. She believed it was meant.
But I understood she gave that up, too.
Thereby hangs the tale. She became engaged to a young doctor. Able man, excellent prospect. Unfortunately, poor chap died.
Died?
Only 28, too. Very intense fellow. Took the world's troubles on his shoulders.
So that's the mystery of her past. She's grieving for a dead lover and yearning for all the intimacy she's lost. Almost like a young widow. A young widow and an older man doesn't sound too improbable a match.
Tea? Only tea? Nothing stronger?
Does she, like me, know about loneliness then? Does she dread the prospect of a future that looks bleak, as I do? Enough to take a formal proposal seriously?
That would be splendid.
If only I knew her feelings first, or at least that she wouldn't find the idea of it all too laughable.
Oh, no, don't disturb yourself. I'll bring it out to you.
Not at all. I'm coming in.
Frau Grumer, what do you know of the sanatorium here in Bad Hersfeld?
Not a lot personally, Doctor, but it's well known the place is going to rack and ruin. Old Dr. Frank can't be bothered with it. Sits outside all day on a bench in his dirty yellow overalls, smoking his pipe.
There are a few patients, then.
Oh, it's not for lack of patience, Dr. Graysler. Some of them get turned away even though there are beds. No, it's lack of commitment to the place in general and lack of upkeep.
And that's where Frank lives, is it? In the sanatorium itself?
Oh, no, there's a superintendent's house nearby. A nice house it is, with a lovely sunny veranda overlooking the valley.
Really? Really? That sounds delightful. How absurd at my age. I'm in love with a young girl of 27. I am. I am in love with her.
Thank you, Frau Grumer. You've been most helpful.
The nights are drawing in already.
Autumn comes early in the forest.
I happened to call in on Dr. Frank at the sanatorium the other day. You're quite right about him being anxious to get rid of the place.
Oh, yes?
Yes, so I believe I shall put in an offer in due course.
Oh.
I can't see any problem as to it being accepted.
My congratulations, then. Does this mean you'll winter here instead of the south?
No, I need to go back to Lanzarote one last time to wind up my affairs there. In the meantime, the sanatorium would need renovating. My architect friend here, Adelman, could see to all of that whilst I'm gone.
You'll need a lady. A real lady as matron. That chiefly is what the place has lacked in recent years. A civilizing influence. The sort that only a true lady can give.
A true lady? Like herself, she means. What a partnership that would be. Come on, Emil. Say something. Declare yourself.
The best thing would be to advertise the post, I suppose. You've plenty of time on your hands now that your spa patients have gone home. When do you go yourself?
In a few days. Not to Lanzarote. First, I'm going home to Dusseldorf. My lawyer friend, Berlinger, needs to go through my late sister's papers, and I will need to ask his advice about any offer I make Frank. Before I leave, I'll be back to finalise the whole thing.
Stop rambling. She doesn't need to hear all of this. She wants you to be clear and resolved in your intentions towards her. Just speak.
Sabina.
Yes?
It's getting late. I should be going.
Oh.
Good night. Good night, dear Sabina. Dearest Sabina.
Good night to you.
Oh, Dr. Grazner. Hey, let me help you with your coat.
Oh, thank you.
This letter came for you.
Oh, thank you.
From Zabina. Dear friend, I may call you that, mayn't I?
You're coming to see me again this evening. But I want you to get this letter first. There is nothing left but for me to speak. I feel I can tell you that I should not take it amiss were you to ask me to be your wife. There you have it in plain terms. I should like to marry you.
What? How can this be?
I feel a great cordial friendship for you, such as I haven't felt before. Not love, not yet.
No?
But something which may very well grow into love. And I know that you like me. I can feel you hesitating. I'm not sure if this is because you lack self-confidence or because you've never put any roots down before. And in any case, you are naturally reserved.
Can she be so young and so discerning together?
You know I was engaged once. It was a terrible blow when he died. But he wasn't my first love. Before that, I had a passion for a singer, which ended awkwardly, because he presumed that my morals were the same as the women he mixed with in his own circle. The very idea! Let me assure you, I have no past, no indiscretions to confess. In the whole 6 months of my engagement, I don't believe my fiancé kissed me more than a dozen times.
But I'd have been gladly ready to pardon her without question.
I know this letter is no ordinary one. An ill-natured man might say something about a woman forcing herself on him. But you are not ill-natured, and will not think the worse of me.
No, but it's difficult to grasp the whole nature of this kind of frank talk.
Though my feeling for you is not romantic, it is very real. Partly, too, I am sorry for your loneliness. And partly, too, I admire you as a doctor. If things are not as I fancy, say so bluntly when you come tonight. You need not be afraid. We shall shake hands on it and smile, whatever happens. My love to you, Zabina. Oh,
I'm over 20 years older than her. I don't think that I've got the right to accept the happiness she's offering. This doesn't seem the right way of going about things at all.
Oh, excuse me, Doctor, but the carriage is here to take you up to the Ranger's Lodge.
I shan't be needing it today. Send it away, will you, Frau Groomer?
Very good, Doctor.
All wrong. Wrong! Not how it's done at all.
I was born to be a bachelor. An eccentric, egotistical old fogey. Why don't you stop the carriage, Emil? Go on. Dash out into the rain and tell it to stop. Go to her as fast as you can. Ask the sweet creature to marry you. But no. No, she has flung herself into your arms, but not for love. She thinks you are a narrow-minded prig who falters at the least hint of a female indiscretion. How little she truly knows you. How little anyone does, or ever has. Dear Fraulein Zabina, your letter has stirred me profoundly. I, who am a lonely, elderly man... Oh, nonsense! What to say to her? What to say? My dear Zabina, I have received your most moving letter. Give me a few days to take in properly the vista of future happiness you have so generously outlined. I hadn't dared to think of it before. I have decided to go to Dusseldorf tomorrow now, instead of Thursday, so we shan't see each other for 2 weeks. May I write to you whilst I'm away? And will you write back? When I return, I shall ask you whether you're really sure you want to tie yourself to a mature man like me.
I know that I will be impatient for your answer. Till our next happy meeting. Your friend, Emil Graesler.
These papers are all the documents of Friederike's that I hold here. She kept everything in good order. Oh, dear,
this is the most wretched business.
The only explanation I can think of is that she'd felt suicidal for a long time. Perhaps even for years. And because she always seemed so composed on the outside, there was no hint of all the suffering going on inside.
Women. Who can tell the caprices of a woman's heart? They make themselves out to be one thing, and underneath, their natures are quite different.
Friederike wasn't that kind of a woman. She was very self-disciplined. She led a quiet life. I know I was away at sea a lot when she was young, but I'm sure she was always much the same.
I knew her then, when she was young. Just as I've known her all my life. And so, on the basis of the estate she's left you, you could retire now if you wanted.
Oh, I'm not old enough for that. I've years of vigorous activity left in me yet. In fact, in Bad Hersfeld, I met...
Yes?
The architect that I've already mentioned.
The sanatorium. Oh, undoubtedly an interesting proposition. My reservations are all to do with your lack of proven business ability.
Yes, but that could be coped with the right managerial assistance. Yes? Oh, still, perhaps you're right. I need more time to think it through. So, in the meantime, come and look me up at home. Last autumn, Friederike stayed behind to refurbish the place. In fact, oh yes, now I remember. She told me how much you'd helped her with it. I am most grateful.
Never mind about that. But I'll be glad to see the place again. It's filled with memories for me of a time that was... Well... It was a very long time ago now.
Who are these people? Where are they all going? And what business? I'm like a stranger in my own town. Cast adrift. Do you know that, Sabina? Oh, Sabina. As soon as I hear from you again, I shall return and settle our future. It's in my head all the time. We'll find our common purpose, personally and professionally, in the success of the sanatorium. I just need your reassurance that you understood my letter properly.
Excuse me. You're looking puzzled. Is it because there's no conductor?
Oh, precisely.
There isn't any conductor. In front of the driver's end, you'll find a box. You drop your money in there.
I'm much obliged to you, Fraulein. A very practical arrangement. Excuse me. Thank you.
You're a foreigner, aren't you?
You might call me that.
Just a guess, really.
Oh? And what sort of a foreigner do you take me for?
No, hearing you speak properly now, I can tell that you're German. But first, I thought that you were from far away. I don't know, from Spain or Portugal.
From Portugal? No, I'm not Portuguese. But I have been to Portugal.
You don't really surprise me. You look like the kind of man who's travelled a lot. Have you?
A bit.
Well, I need to get off here. Cheerio. I hope you have a pleasant stay in our town.
Wait! You were good enough to wish me a pleasant stay here, Fraulein. Our acquaintanceship has begun so promisingly.
Promisingly? Well, what do you mean?
I mean, your conversation is so charming that it really would be a pity to cut it short. I'm sorry. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Dr. Emil Graesler. I was born here in Dusseldorf, and so I've come back for a visit.
A tall story, I'm sure. My, how you can sham. A person had better be careful of you.
Can I see you again to continue our delightful talk?
What? Well, I suppose you could see me home on the tram again tomorrow.
Oh, delighted. Where shall I meet you?
Outside where I work. Clemens Glove Shop, 24 Wilhelmstrasse. We close at 7. Then you can ride back on the tram with me if you like.
But you haven't told me your name.
Oh, how silly of me. My name is Katharina Rebner, and I live over there on the second story. They will be waiting for me.
And who is the they, if I may ask?
My mother and father. Father works for the post office.
I see. Well, Until tomorrow, then, Fraulein Redner.
All right. Wonderful, wonderful.
Did you tell your people that you were going to the theatre tonight?
It's no business of theirs. Anyway, they never question me, and besides, I could have been going to the theatre on my own if I had wanted, couldn't I?
Of course you could, but I like it much better this way. And so to complete our most pleasant evening, you'll do me the honour of taking supper with me, won't you?
Oh, I'm not so sure about that. It is very late.
Oh, please. You must be hungry. Do you like this place?
It's very old, isn't it?
300 years at least.
How new everything looks. Don't tell me. You're married and your wife is away.
No. No, the rooms were recently refurbished and redecorated by my sister. She died in the south a few months ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. How awful for you and how unkind of me to put it like that. Say you'll forgive me.
Of course.
And you're going back there, you say?
Very soon. Would you like to come along?
You old fool. Why did you say that?
You weren't joking completely, though, were you?
Very much.
You're a lovely creature.
Please.
I'm sorry.
Emile, really. Treat her properly. She's obviously a lady.
And gracious. I must go.
Oh, of course. I'll fetch your cape.
Now, because you have been so well behaved, you may kiss my cheek.
When shall I see you again?
Tomorrow. I don't have to be home so early tomorrow. It's my annual leave the day after.
Do you promise me?
Absolutely.
Lovely creature.
This evening.
Is it youth cropping up in me again? Am I too old for such an adventure? Oughtn't I to be on my guard? Shall I go away? Right away. The next ship to Lanzarote. Or back to Zabina. To the creature with the pure soul who has never been awakened. But if she can't answer my letter, then it's all over between us and I'm on my own again.
Come. I have a present for you.
For me? What on earth is it?
Something to make a person look pretty, even if she doesn't need it.
Oh, how soft it feels.
Let me put it round your shoulders.
1,000 thanks.
Not enough.
1,000,000, then.
Still not enough.
I thank you, then, sincerely, sir. Oh, dear. Oh. Well, hadn't you better see who's there? Oh,
yes, of course.
How can it be so late?
I've no idea.
Excuse me, is the doctor at home?
I'm the doctor.
Oh, thank goodness. I beg your pardon, doctor. I'm Frau Sommer. I live on the first floor below you, and my little girl is very ill.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't practice here. You'll need to send for another doctor.
Oh, but I won't be able to get anybody this late. Oh, please, please, she's so ill. I just don't know what to do.
I see, but I... Oh, very well then, yes. Yes, of course I'll come. Go back down to her, and I'll just step inside and fetch my things.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, rotten luck. I'm wanted to see a sick child in this very house. I can't possibly refuse. There seems to be nothing for it but to put you in a cab.
You're going to send me away?
Most unwillingly, as you can imagine. Or would you really be patient enough to wait for me?
Well, if you won't be too long.
For you, pretty lady, I'll be speed itself. The fever is at its height. We can probably expect a rash to break out shortly.
This is exactly how I lost my son 3 years ago. I can't bear it. What with my husband as well.
He's sick too?
No. He died of a fever 6 months ago whilst he was away on business. Fanny's all I have left now. I don't know what I'll do if she gets taken from me too.
Oh, there, there. Can you see me now, Zabina?
Show yourself.
Is this behaviour cold?
Is this reserved?
And even if it is the beginning of something more serious, she looks a healthy, well-nourished child. She'll have resources to resist the infection. In the morning there may be improvement.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Not really etiquette to step in there, but a delightful woman. And so young to be a widow. Still, it's all rather put paid to my evening with Katerina. She'll have given up on me long ago.
Ah, well.
Hello? Is that you?
What on earth?
Hello?
Katerina.
I borrowed a book.
A book?
It was lying on your writing table. Forgive me, but if I hadn't, I'd have gone to sleep and nothing would have waked me.
Oh, but it would. It would.
Emil, you're out walking early.
Ah, case of necessity. I'm treating an infectious patient at the moment, and the open air minimizes the risk of conveying the infection back.
Back? To whom?
To a young friend I have staying with me at the moment.
Oh, I see.
It's not as you think. She's a respectable local girl who works in a glove shop.
Yeah.
A good creature who's decided to spend her annual leave with me.
Does she know you'll be gone soon?
I mentioned it straight away.
Not quite the same thing with women, my friend.
It's not like that.
Are you enjoying yourself?
I'm on holiday, aren't I? And you're good. Very good. I didn't think you'd dance like this.
Like how?
You know, so wholeheartedly.
I have a good partner.
Oh, Dr. Graysler. I didn't realise it was you. Good afternoon, Fräulein. Good afternoon.
Frau Sommer, I was well, we've been out for the day, but I'll be down in a minute to see the little patient. Well,
thank you, Doctor.
Are you coming?
Excuse me, won't you?
Of course.
And I tell you something, she's no better than she should be.
Frau Sommer, do you know her?
I know about her. That's enough. Her husband was a commercial traveller who was always away. And when he was gone, they do say...
Say what? You shouldn't listen to gossip.
Well, why doesn't she cover herself up more when she's talking to you? A loose housecoat isn't exactly the right thing to greet the doctor in.
You're jealous.
I am not.
You are. You are.
Good girl, Fanny. You're feeling a little better, eh?
Yes, thank you, Doctor.
How can I ever thank you enough, Dr. Graysler?
Oh, don't thank me. Fortunately, the scarlet fever was mild and she put up a good resistance to it.
Oh, whatever you say, I know it was really your skill that brought her through it.
That's kind of you, but not entirely true.
Oh, but it is. And soon you will be leaving us.
Soon I must take up my new contract in Lanzarote, yes.
And will you be taking your young sweetheart back to Africa? Or have you a charmer there already?
Frau Sommer!
I do understand these things. What is it?
Nothing. Nothing to bother your pretty little head with.
That's all right, then.
Look at her. Sleeping like a child. What a perfect dear she is. Kind, affectionate, warm. And yet I can't deceive myself. I know I'd be happier with Sabina. Oh, Sabina. Why doesn't she write? Because your silly, timid letter seemed like a rejection of her. That's why, Emil. You've lost your chance now. Or have you? The 2 weeks is only just up. You should go back and ask her. Go on. Write to her, now. Say you're coming. Oh, why does she tidy everything away? Paper. Pens. What's this? Friederike's letters. To be
burnt unread. Oh, my poor dear Frederica. I wonder. Yes or no? Why not? She's dead, and I've no belief in personal immortality. Besides, there's not likely to be any dreadful secrets here. Dear Frederica, I think of you and nothing else. Tell me that you'll see me tomorrow, Gustav. Just to hold you in my arms, beloved one, to kiss your lips, eyes, neck, to enfold you in my embrace and know you without limit, Thomas. How extraordinary. I'd no idea.
My dearest Frederica.
Good heavens. Berlinger.
What does it matter that neither of us is any longer young? This engagement of ours is a true pledge to a future that looks brighter. I love, honour, and respect you.
1883. 20 years ago. What happened here?
Everything is not as it seems with you. Indeed, your flagrant betrayal makes me question your character altogether. I don't know whether your motivation was impatience, vindictiveness, or sheer caprice, but I hardly care. The result is all the same. You've taken another lover. Perhaps you never relinquished him. And how many more are there? One? Two? Half a dozen? Clearly, a future between us, built on this past history, would not be prudent. Although I trust our friendship will remain intact, I must release you from our engagement and ask you for the return of all my letters. Ernst Berlinger.
What a shock. This is quite a doubtful thing to get one's head round, Frederica. I never thought of you as a woman of the world. Or you, me, as a man of experience, I don't suppose. No, we never talked of such things. We never talked at all. Oh, what a waste of time, of life. And now these tainted memories that you've clung to of when you were desired. Desirability. Ah, is that at the heart of your conundrum, my poor dead sister? You'd simply grown too old and lost your allure.
You were up early.
Katerina.
I've been in twice before, but you were so busy I didn't want to disturb.
I've been reading some of my sister's letters, that's all. Now, what have you been doing? Come, come, sit on my lap.
I tidied the place up.
Did you really now?
And I read my novel for a bit.
In a few days, this episode will be over. And altered some of the facts. I'm never likely to see her again. And then... But Zabina... Oh, pure, noble Zabina is a different case. I have to believe it's not too late.
I know you're going away soon. And my holiday is nearly over. Shall you think of me sometimes when you've gone? Don't say anything more than yes or no.
You're crying.
Just tell me yes or no.
Yes.
Tell me again about the lion hunter.
You know as much as I do now, Fanny. This is my last visit.
I can quite understand that you don't find it easy to tear yourself away from your young friend upstairs. She's so charming. In fact, I'd like you to accept this box of chocolates for her. Really, they're my way of saying thank you to you.
My dear Frau Sommer, that is most kind of you, but I cannot possibly accept. There's the risk of cross-infection, you see.
Oh, of course. Oh, how foolish of me. It's just that there are no proper words to convey how grateful I am.
Frau Sommer, it was nothing. Keep Fanny in bed now for another week and stick to the light diet.
I shall never, never forget what you've done.
Katerina! Katerina! I'm back! What's this? From Katerina.
My dear, dear friend, it was so lovely with you. I shall think of you a lot. I hope all will go well with you. A thousand thanks for everything. Your loving Katerina.
Oh, the dear girl. So it's ended. So it was meant. So it's a new future.
Welcome back, Dr. Graysler. Do sit down.
Thank you.
Are you going to stay here long?
Oh, probably not very long. Just until I've settled my affairs. She is not loving. Merely gracious. First of all, tomorrow I must look up Dr. Frank. Would you believe it? He never even took the trouble to answer my letters. Still, I hope we'll be able to agree terms quite quickly.
You're too late. He's decided to keep on the sanatorium himself.
What?
And he's hired your friend, Herr Adelman, to work on the renovations. In fact, they've already started.
Herr Adelman? He is no friend of mine, then. If he had been, he would have certainly let me know of this.
Well, there it is. So, what will you do now? Go south again?
Probably. Who knows whether I could still stand a Central European winter. Maybe she's merely punishing me. All of this is a game, some kind of test of me. Are you angry with me, Zabina?
Angry? Why should I be?
My miserable letter. You completely misunderstood it. I was simply trying to be sure you knew what you were doing. Oh, if I'd only done what my heart told me. I loved you from the first moment that I saw you. But I'd nearly given up hope of ever changing my dull, grey life for one less lonely. I didn't dare to dream. I wasn't worthy of your wonderful, wonderful letter. Forgive me, Zabina. Forgive me.
There's nothing to forgive. But it would have been better if you hadn't mentioned any of this. In fact, if I'd known you intended to, I'd have asked you not to come.
Zabina, I'll ask this one thing of you. Let me see you again next spring and ask you again.
It's rather late.
Zabina?
Goodbye, Dr. Graysler. I wish you all happiness in the future.
Zabina!
Very well, then. Your choice. You yourself have thrust me into the arms of another woman. And before I go back south, I will bring her here for a few days and make you meet her. Allow me to present my wife to you, Fraulein Zabina. Not so pure a soul as you, but not so cold either. And not so proud, but kind. Katerina is her name. My Katerina.
Oh, excuse me. Is this the Rebner household?
It is.
I was looking for Fraulein Katerina. She wasn't at her workplace. Oh, my name is Graysler.
Dr. Graysler! She told us all about you. Oh, do come in. I'll find out if she can see you. She's in bed at the moment. Must have caught a cold or something.
A cold? Well, when did this start? Oh, please, take me to her at once.
No, it's not a cold. It's scarlet fever.
Scarlet fever? How can it be? Only children have that. You kill me, though, Emil, won't you?
Of course, Katerina, of course. And I'm going to stay here all night and look after you. Shh, now.
How did it happen? She was so young.
My fault. All my fault. I thought as a doctor I could help people. But to think that I was the carrier, I was the means of her destruction. Killing the one creature destined to bring happiness to my declining years.
Did you really come back intending to marry the girl?
Do you think her past would have prevented me?
Oh, by no means. I know that women without a past aren't always to be preferred. Mm.
You may be right. I've read your letters to Friederike and other men's letters to her.
That's an old story, my friend.
They make it clear to me why you didn't marry her.
You think it was because she deceived me? That's how the phrase runs. Good Lord. What a fuss one makes about these things when one's young. In reality, she only deceived herself. And I deceived myself. Especially the latter.
Dear, dear Friederike. She was always thinking of others, never of herself. Do you know, I think she must have had some sixth sense about me and my future. That's why she went to the trouble of having the place done up last year. Somewhere she knew I wasn't destined to be alone forever.
You think it was all done for you?
Oh, yes, I do. She wasn't thinking of herself at all.
I must be keeping you from things.
Oh, not at all. Everyone walks in the park on Sundays. Dear Emile, don't give yourself up to loneliness and sorrow. When you're unhappy, work is the only answer. Write to Lanzarote. Explain why you've been delayed. Say you'll be there by the end of the month.
You think I should? I don't know. There seems to be no purpose or meaning to anything I do.
Oh, good morning, Dr. Graysler. I didn't realise you were back in town. Well, look, Fanny, look who it is.
Now I can show you my new dolly.
Madam? Excuse me.
But he didn't see it.
Oh, not now, Fanny. Hush, another time.
I am sorry. Will you excuse my friend? He's not quite himself just at present. Good day to you.
But why, Mama? Why?
Shh, take him along.
What was all that about?
That's her. That was the child. The young widow and the child. I cured the child and Katerina died. It was the child's fault.
You can't speak of fault. The child's not to blame. Neither is the mother. And they don't even know what's happened. The way you behaved must have seemed incomprehensible to them.
Well, I'm sorry about that, but I can't help how I feel. I will try and explain to her the first chance I get.
You should. You should. Especially as she's a very pretty, pleasant-looking person.
Frau Sommer.
Dr. Graysler.
Please. Allow me to apologise for my unforgivable discourtesy this morning. It was quite inexcusable, in spite of the terrible tragedy that's happened.
I've no idea what you're referring to, Dr. Graysler, but won't you come inside and tell me about it?
There's been a great deal of scarlet fever about, almost an epidemic, so I suppose there was no real connection between Katerina's death and Fanny's illness.
I knew you'd come. Now I can really show you my new dolly.
Oh, dear child. Dear, dear child, come to me. Oh. How vibrantly alive she is. Full of such health. And such vigour.
Oh, don't. But please don't upset yourself so. Oh, please don't.
The dear girl's genuinely quite moved. What a good type. And Berlinger's quite right. She's certainly a handsome woman.
She was so young. With the whole of her life ahead of her.
I know. I know. She was quite charming. In fact, Dr. Graysler...
Oh, no. Emile, please.
Emile, then. I wonder... Would it be appropriate, do you think, for me to go to the cemetery tomorrow... I'd like to pay my last respects.
Oh, of course it would. And if you'd allow me, I'd be pleased to escort you.
Put the posy down with the other flowers, Fanny.
Has she gone to heaven, Mama?
Yes, dear, she has. To our beloved daughter, Katerina Rabner, safe in the arms of Jesus, 1880 to 1903. So young.
Only 23.
Shall I say a prayer, Mama?
Yes, dear, do.
Every night I go to sleep.
Don't go home alone, Dr. Graysler. Please don't. Come home and eat with us. You're always most welcome.
And if I may say, the beef was excellent.
Thank you.
And this picture, then. Is this an African elephant?
No, no, that's an Indian elephant. But this... This is an African elephant, and it's all for you.
Oh, he's beautiful. Look, Mama, look. I've got a toy elephant now.
You're spoiling her.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You're spoiling me.
I never thought this room would know content again like this.
I never thought such simple things could heal a truly broken heart.
Look, he's smiling at me.
Welcome, my dear
dear Doctor, welcome.
Thank you.
I must say we'd nearly given up on you, but here you are at last with your lovely new bride.
How do you do?
Oh, charming, charming. What a surprise this is for us, Frau Graesler. Indeed, although I told him to bring back a lovely blonde or brunette, I never imagined he was listening to me. Now, the villa is ready for you, of course. I hope you'll find everything to your taste. Oh,
thank you. Thank you so much.
Do you see that small white house, Fanny?
Yes.
Now, that's where we're all going to live. And right behind it, there's the prettiest garden with wonderful trees where the sun shines all year round, just as it's shining today. You'll enjoy it here.
Oh, good, good, good.
The season has opened so auspiciously. We've never had so many distinguished guests together. Oh. It's quite an honour for me, in fact.
I like it here.
Do you, child? I thought you
and
would.
Then Count Jablonski arrives on the 25th. He's very famous, of course. So many of them are.
Yes, I must say I'm quietly pleased with myself. To know I've been the means by which so many have found happiness is all the reward I need. Indeed it is.
In A Confirmed Bachelor, Dr. Graesler was played by Keith Drinkle, Zabina by Kathy Sarah, Katerina by Joe Rafferty, and Frau Sommer by Una Beeson. Robert Lister was Berlinger, Sonny Orman, Frau Grumer, Marion Kemmer, Frau Schleheim, Richard da Costa, Karl, and Elizabeth Wofford, Fanny. Other parts were played by members of the company. A Confirmed Bachelor was dramatised by Vanessa Rosenthal from a story by Arthur Schnitzler and was directed in Birmingham by Peter Leslie Wilde.